Chris Sadoo, Cadillac Cowboy, in the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. A Casey Donahue Throwback Thursday request. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, bud?
I'm good. So you got a big announcement to make? You want to do that now, or what do you think?
No, let's wait, man. Let's keep the suspense going.
See? Right, 30 seconds into his radio career, he already knows how to tease.
Yeah, we're working it. We're playing the long game.
So about 12:50, I say we announce that.
12:50, tune in.
We'll just have some fun between now and then. I know you get asked this a lot about the Twitter beef with Kyle Park, but yeah. I just got to say, I know I'm sitting in front of you, but your tweets are a lot better.
Hey, you know, all I can say is that people ask me all the time what the problem is, and Kyle knows what he did. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm not going to get too far into it because he knows that this is his fault. And he deserves every bit of this.
Because here's what it is. If there's one thing Casey Donahue knows, it's talk trash. Which, by the way, he should have said talking trash. He misspelled that. Pure white trash. And your response was, keep it up and I'll have one of my kids beat you up.
Yeah, I got a 9-year-old that looks him right in the eyes. And could easily take him out.
But
no doubt.
Hands down, this is my favorite. This is genius. Kyle Park sounds like the kind of place you wouldn't want to leave your children unattended.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't it? Makes you queasy when you think about it.
Hashtag free candy, hashtag creeper van.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you confirm or deny that he does own a creeper van?
I don't know if he owns a creeper van. He owns a, I don't know what he owns. I don't talk to him.
So you got a new song out that we're getting a lot of requests for, and I love this song because it kind of makes me think about, I'm always fascinated with the idea that one choice can change your entire life. One small little choice, you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah, like, destiny.
Well, as far as like the clothes you wear that day, the haircut you got, pickup truck you're driving, guitar you're playing, all those small decisions could affect, you know, whether you met that girl of your dreams or not.
I got another song we're working on for this new record that's kind of that same idea of, you know, what if my friends never would have called that night and asked me to go out? I was going to do nothing, and I got a phone call, and now I'm out, and then just turned into all this.
Was that kind of the story behind this song?
Yeah, you know, this song was, this is one of the songs I didn't write. I think we've recorded 95 songs, and
I thought you wrote this one.
No,
I could have sworn you wrote this one.
No, I didn't. This is a...
Way to do your homework, Andy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andy. I mean, out of the 96 songs I've written, you picked one of the four I didn't to throw me under the bus. But no, it's 100% fine. This is a... It was one of those songs that, you know, I don't do a whole lot of stuff I didn't write on any record. And, it's got to jump out at me and really... grab me, and this was just something I thought was different for us and our sound, and it was something we worked with a guy named Josh Leo who played guitar for I'm blanking out. This is a tough gig.
I know, it's hard.
You got to be thinking all the time.
Just talking and pushing buttons and stuff.
He played guitar for Jimmy Buffett for about 7 years, and he doesn't remember any of it. He doesn't have one story. Like they said I had a great time.
That's what they say. If you remember the 70s, you didn't do it right.
Yeah. So he, so it was something he kind of really was into, kind of had that Buffett kind of a feel to the song.
Yeah.
And it was just something I thought, man, this is different. It sounds, it doesn't exactly sound like us. So I think it's something we should give it a try. And, it immediately jumped out as something we should get into.
Well, let's hear it. Casey Donahue, the Got the Girl on the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. He's here all hour. It's a Casey Donahue takeover. Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch, some locally brewed music there. How you doing, co-host?
I'm hanging in there, man.
How do you like the radio stuff?
This is a backup if this music thing doesn't work out.
Make sure you keep track of your hours so you can turn them into Gina later.
Okay, I was going to say, do I get paid for this?
The pay's not too great. It's not as good as people think, probably, but no.
No, my boss is pretty tough.
So, I'm kidding. The ranch pays very well.
All right, perfect.
Pays very well.
Great.
So we got some business to do here, speaking of paying the bills.
Yeah.
We got to qualify someone for their chance to win a trip for two to London for the Texas Music Takeover. That's October 7th through the 15th, featuring Coe Wetzel, Vaden, Todd Lewis, the Toadies, Sam Riggs, Brandon Ryder, and more. What caller do you want to take here? 817-871-959.
Caller 9.
Caller number 9 wins. Casey called at 817-871-959. You get qualified for that chance to win a trip for two to London, and you get a 4-pack of tickets to Billy Bob's for the giveaway party. Pat Gray and Songs About Texas on the Ranch. Sound of Texas 95.9, The Ranch. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What caller do you want to be by chance?
9.
You want to be caller number 9? That's cool because you are caller number 9. Yes!
I can believe that.
You're qualified for your chance to win that trip for two to London. Have you ever been to England?
No, sir.
Me neither. They never invite me to this
thing. Do you have a passport?
That's very important. Do you have a passport?
I do.
Let's get some stamps in it.
And just for getting qualified, you got a 4-pack of tickets to Billy Bob's for August 16th. That's the giveaway party. What's your name?
Bobby Barnett.
Congratulations to Bobby Barnett of Bowie, Texas. Your next chance to get qualified coming up at 5:10 with
Shane Hollinger right here on the Ranch.
The Ranch Weather.
So get your Westerplex weather brought to you by our friends at the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment. New location, 3392 Mineral Wells Highway. They will not be undersold.
Hey, today it's sunny and 97. Tonight we're looking at clear and a low of 73. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and 97. Currently it's 87 degrees here in beautiful Sundance Square, unless you're standing in the water fountain. Stay tuned as we continue another hour of Steve Helms free music on 99.5 The Ranch.
Another Casey Donahue request. I stepped on his big ending there. On the Sound of Texas 95.9, The Ranch. Oh, I didn't have your mic on.
See, oh, yeah, exactly. Sound of Texas.
We're both having first day jitters.
Yeah, it's nervous in here, man. People staring at you through these windows. And
So you got to play with Joe Diffie lately.
Yeah, last week, or 2 weeks ago in Illinois, man. It was, I was so pumped, and I loved it. I sat there and watched the whole show, and you don't realize how many hits, you know. I think he had 16 number ones, and it's just one after another.
Yeah,
then you get mad because he didn't play one of them or something.
Yeah, like, for my money, I think people overlook that guy way too much when they're talking about the big guys from the 90s.
Oh, man, I don't know if there was anyone. There was a run when there was no one bigger, probably.
Yeah, I mean, because he had several number ones in a row.
I think he announced on stage that his very first song went to number one, like, it was like, signed a record deal, put a song out, and like 3 months later, it's number one. He's like, oh, this is easy. Why'd I wait so long to do this? This is simple.
So we got some business to attend to. We've got a pair of tickets to Cody Jinks Loud and Heavy Fest. That's coming up August 18th at Panther Island Pavilion, featuring Cody Jinks, Whiskey Myers, Whitey Morgan, Sonny Sweeney, Ward Davis, and more. And since it's Throwback Thursday, Casey, we do this thing called Named That Year, where we describe the events of a year, and the first person to correctly get it at 817-877-1959 wins. You got the clues there?
I got them. We ready?
Let's go through it.
All right. Name this year. Birdman won the Academy Award for Best Picture. The New England Patriots with an epic upset of the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. David Letterman brought his last episode as the host of The Late Show on CBS, and I released this song right here.
Casey Donahue, Feels This Right, 817-877-1959, if you can name that year. Sound of Texas 95.9, The Ranch. Birdman won the Academy Award for Best Picture.
The New England Patriots beat the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
David Letterman broadcast his last episode of The Late Show on CBS.
And I released Feels This Right.
Can you name that year?
Is it 2015?
Well, that didn't take long. Dang it. Two things we had going for us on throwing you off. One, the Patriots have been in a bunch of Super Bowls. Plus, Casey and I were arguing about when he released that song.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought it was actually 16, but I think I've been corrected.
How would you like to go to Cody Jinks Loud and Heavy Fest?
Oh, I would be so thrilled.
Awesome. I got a pair of tickets for you. What's your name?
My name is Amber Hash. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Appreciate it. Stay tuned. We got a big announcement coming up here in a few.
Sound of Texas 95.9, The Ranch. So the question is, Casey, do you have any idea what year you released that song?
Oh, my gosh.
Putting you on the spot.
Man, I don't know. I'm going to say 2012.
I don't know if that's right. I forgot to look.
Yes, that's right. Correct. It was a brisk fall day.
And somebody asked who was playing fiddle on that.
That was Josh Moore.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the main reason you came in here today, besides to push me aside and show me how radio is done.
Trying to get a job.
Yeah, trying to get a job. And you have a big announcement to make.
Yeah. You know, we have decided we're going to take back over Friday Night Lights here with the Ranch. So we're going to be giving away a concert. Free concert to a local high school. Is there a stipulations on that?
At their school? Nope. No.
No. If you can hear us, you're included.
If you can hear us, if you're in the Westplex and you can hear us, you are eligible. And all they got to do, just like before, is show their Ranch spirit or their Casey Donahue spirit in any way they see fit. And last time you did it, remember, they had kids in shop classes building stuff. They cheerleaders did, you know, Casey Donahue cheers, shoe polish in the cars. I mean, they really went all out. We actually ended up doing it at two schools. Not that we're doing that this year. It's going to be one school. But there were two that did so much, we were just like...
Yeah, for sure, man. We're excited. It's something we did for a long time, and then we kind of got away from for a little bit. But we are back. We're teamed up with the Ranch. It's 95.9 in West Fort Worth. It's where I live, so we're gonna do something awesome for the high school that does the most.
Yeah. So if you show your spirit before the school year ends, you could have a concert at your school from the Casey Donahue Band. Plus, a lucky senior gets a $1,000 scholarship as well. So,
excellent. I'm excited. Looking forward to it. And love to be back involved with Friday Night Lights.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today. Had a lot of fun. We got to do this again.
Yeah. Well, I live here. So, it's just I come down. You know, the wages are fair. And, you know, I'm available. I have some free time. Oh, also, I want to give a big shout out to P1 listener Justin Betteridge, who's a Casey Donahue fan. So we want to say hey to Justin, and I hope you're still listening, bud.
See, he even knows the lingo, P1. There you go.
P1, man, for sure.
Any parting shots at Kyle Park or Steve Helms, before you get out of here?
You know, I wouldn't want to stoop down to Kyle's level.
Oh!